Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Nick Mitchell, what's going on?
2 weeks in a row, isn't it?
To have you here?
Yeah.
I know. Try as we might, we just can't keep you. We got to change the locks. But you have seen a show.
I have.
Your eyes have beheld the proof.
The proof.
Yeah.
Not in the pudding.
Okay.
Not at all. It's math.
No, it's about, is this the one with the nun?
Doubt.
Doubt is that, and this
doubt,
is proof.
Doubt, nun, proof, math.
Okay, so what is proof about? Jog my memory here. Because the title sounds for me, it was like a big deal.
It was.
Right?
It was about a mathematical proof. A genius mathematician reinvented math, and his daughter was helping him once he got older and went crazy. And now we are left to wonder if his daughter is also crazy.
Was it a true story?
It is not.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it might be.
All right. And this is at the Genesius Theater at Duquesne.
The Genesius at Duquesne.
Yeah, the brand new theater.
It's fancy in there.
You haven't been over to see it, ladies and gentlemen, get over to take a look. So what'd you think?
I like Proof. Yeah. David Auburn wrote a great play. I have never seen a production of Proof that I haven't enjoyed, and this one lived up to it. One of the great things about going to the college shows the way that I have is I get to see actors grow. A lot of times when you see professionals in a company, some of them keep growing, some of them just have a stock character that they might
use. They've gotten to that point where they play themselves.
But I'm starting to recognize students at the schools, and watching them grow is just a fantastic part of this gig.
That's very charming.
The bonus in this is they get to act with Jay Keenan, who is a local, fairly well-respected actor, and he's older. He plays the father.
Okay, so we had a mix of students and...
Three students, one non-student.
Okay.
And he was able to elevate their performances whenever they were on with him. You could tell that experience played into them and gave them just a great learning opportunity that it's good to see at a university.
You know, to me, math is probably the most boring thing.
Yeah, people are divided on that.
You beat me to it.
I'm sorry, did I take your...
No.
I was reading the signs.
That was better than what I was coming up with.
Were you going to go off on a tangent?
God, you are on... How long did it take you to prepare this?
Oh, minutes.
I've even
and
got
minutes.
Note cards. You're off the cuff here.
Yeah.
But no, I was really horrible at math in school, seriously. I mean, English, literature and all that, I was good. But, you know, I felt like, you know, trig and functions was a different language. So I've just denied it, you know? I just avoid math altogether. Because, I mean, it's easily accessible on my little phone.
Aside from your checkbook, that should work out fine.
Yeah, that's probably a mess, too.
Well. But,
have you ever gone into your phone and dialed a number and then realized after the fact you were pressing buttons on the calculator?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because that happens to me a lot.
I've done the thing where you type out the numbers and you turn it upside down and it says boobs, too.
Oh. Well, I abandoned that when I was six, but...
Different strokes.
For different folks, yes.
More about math.
Right. Proof is running until April 9th at Duquesne's Genesius Theater. So closing thoughts, the reasons to see it.
Reasons to see it. Well, I'm going to be nitpicky here. There was one thing that I disliked.
Mm-hmm.
They were drinking Yingling.
Oh.
Yingling bottles on stage, and you can't get Yingling in Illinois, and the play's set in Chicago.
Wow, it takes an alcoholic to know that.
It takes a very specific breed to notice things like that. But if I'm noticing that as my only detraction,
do you
it
know
was
that
a good
for a
production.
Fact, though? I mean, would you be willing to put place?
I would.
Yeah, you cannot get Yingling in Illinois.
You can have it shipped in by illicit sources, but...
That could be the case.
It could be. I mean, I would have liked a program note for that, though. Hmm. I think I needed an explanation.
Yeah.
The performances are great. Dana Demsko plays the lead. The show really does revolve around her. Did I get her name right?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah,
it's like I studied or something or saw it yesterday.
God forbid.
And seeing them with Jay, unit set does everything you need. You're in, you're out, you think, and you don't have to do any math. They do it all for you.
Mm. I'm sold. Again, Proof at the Genesius Theater, Duquesne University, through April 9th. Thank you, Mr. Mitchell.
I'm off.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.